Week 34, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name! God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. My eyes yearn for your saving help. I await the promise of your justice. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter, chapter 3. My dear friends, this is now the second letter I have written you. In both letters I have tried to arouse pure thoughts in your minds by reminding you of these things. I want you to remember the words that were spoken long ago by the holy prophets and the command from the Lord and Saviour which was given to you by the apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days some men will appear whose lives are controlled by their own lusts. They will make fun of you and say, "He promised to come, didn't he? Where is he? Our fathers have already died, but everything is still the same as it was since the creation of the world." They purposely ignore the fact that long ago God spoke, and the heavens and earth were created. The earth was formed out of water and by water, and it was by water also, the water of the flood, that the old world was destroyed. But the heavens and earth that now exist are being preserved by the same word of God, for destruction by fire. They are being kept for the day when godless men will be judged and destroyed. But do not forget this one thing, my dear friends. There is no difference in the Lord's sight between one day and 1,000 years. To him the two are the same. The Lord is not slow to do what he promised, as some think. Instead, he is patient with you, because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sins. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. On that day the heavens will disappear with a shrill noise, the heavenly bodies will burn up and be destroyed, and the earth, with everything in it, will vanish. Since all these things will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people should you be? Your lives should be holy and dedicated to God as you wait for the day of God, and do your best to make it come soon, the day when the heavens will burn up and be destroyed, and the heavenly bodies will be melted by the heat. But wait for what God has promised, new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness will be at home. And so, my friends, as you wait for that day, do your best to be pure and faultless in God's sight, and to be at peace with him. Look on our Lord's patience as the opportunity he gives you to be saved, just as our dear brother Paul wrote to you using the same wisdom God gave him. This is what he says in all his letters when he writes on this subject. There are some difficult things in his letters which ignorant and unstable people explain falsely, as they do with other passages of the Scriptures. So they bring on their own destruction. But you, my friends, already know this. Be on your guard, then, so that you will not be led away by the errors of lawless men and fall from your safe position. But continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory, now and for ever. Amen. A responsory from Isaiah 65. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. Be glad and rejoice for ever in my creation. See, I make all things new. I create Jerusalem to be a delight and her people a joy. See, I make all things new. A reading from the Sermon of St. Cyprian on Mortality. We must remember that we ought to do what God wills, not what we will, in accordance with the prayer that the Lord ordered us to use daily. Since we pray that God's will be done, how foolish and how perverse it is not to obey immediately the command of His will when He calls us and summons us from this world. We struggle and fight, and like obstinate slaves, we are brought before the Lord grieving and sad. And we leave this world in the chains of necessity, rather than in willing obedience. We want to be honoured with the rewards of heaven by the God to whom we come against our will. Why then do we pray and ask that the kingdom of heaven should come, if captivity on earth delights us? Why do we pray and pray continually that the day of that kingdom should come quickly, if our longings and desires are stronger and greater for bondage to the devil here than for reigning with Christ? Since the world hates the Christian, why do you love that which hates you? And why do you not rather follow Christ who redeemed you and loved you? In his epistle, John cries out and exhorts us not to pursue the lusts of the flesh and love of the world. Do not love the world, he says, or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the world will pass away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Rather, my dear brothers, let us be ready for all that God's will may bring, with an undivided heart, firm faith, and rugged strength. Let us shut out any fear of death and keep our mind on the immortality that follows death. Let us show that this is what we believe. My dear brothers, we must consider and ponder again and again how we have renounced the world and now live here in the meantime as strangers and aliens. Let us welcome that day which allots to each man his final home, which snatches us from the world, frees us from the bonds which bind us to this age, and restores us to paradise and to God's kingdom. What man who lives in a foreign country would not hurry to return home? We reckon paradise to be our home. A great throng awaits us there of those dear to us, parents, brothers, sons. A packed and numerous throng longs for us, and those already free from anxiety for their own salvation who are still concerned for our salvation. What joy they share with us when we come into their sight and embrace them. What pleasure there is there in the kingdom of heaven with no fear of death, and what supreme happiness with the enjoyment of eternal life. There is the glorious company of the apostles. There the fellowship of the prophets rejoicing. There is the innumerable army of martyrs crowned for their victorious victory in their suffering and strife. There in triumphant procession are the virgins who have subdued the lusts of the flesh with the strength of chastity. There are the merciful who have received their reward, who performed works of righteousness with gifts of food and alms to the poor, who obeyed the commands of the Lord and transferred to the treasure house of heaven what they had inherited on earth. My dear brothers, let us hurry forward to meet these with eager longing. Let God see these thoughts in us. Let Christ discern in us this intention of our mind and faith, Christ who will give greater rewards to those whose longing for Him has been greater. Responsory from Philippians 3. Our true home is in heaven, and from heaven we await a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body and make it like His glorious body. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. He will change our lowly body and make it like His glorious body. Let us pray. Lord, strengthen the wills of your people to be more active in doing good works, and so gain from your loving kindness more abundant healing. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.